The time. Yep, it sure is. It's 6:40. Welcome. I thought in the mood that I'm in this morning, it would be a perfect time to open up the listener email bag.
I love this.
And let's see if we can't solve some of the many problems that our listeners have. Ready, willing, and able today.
We've got email from you.
Play some music.
There's lots of mail indeed. We've got email from you.
Answer your phone.
There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
All right, let's see if we can answer as many as we possibly can to save the lives of those that are depending on us. First letter comes to us from Nick, 26 years old. He says, you know, I know a lot of guys would be psyched to date someone who really enjoys playing video games, but my girlfriend always hogs my Xbox. Not only that, she's better than I am. And it's embarrassing. When we play Halo, she kills me and my friends. It's totally emasculating, and my friends make fun of me. Should I tell my girlfriend I don't want her playing video games as much? Is it hot or unattractive when a woman is into guy stuff? Wow. Nick, you're 26 years old and you're worried about your girlfriend playing video games.
Remember the gaming network, the TV gaming network, had a show on that was a number of years ago that was devoted to video games. And
yes.
one of the hosts was a very attractive blonde female. There was a reason for that.
Well, yeah.
So that these guys would tune in because
sure.
She was hot.
There's something to be said when, you know, you can play video games with your girlfriend. That's kind of cool, but you ought to do something else, too.
Nick, I have a prediction for you. Dump your girlfriend because this is bothering you.
Right? Yeah.
My prediction is within 48 hours, Nick will be replaced.
Yes, you'll be.
Oh, I agree.
Or you'll be trying to crawl back at a future date.
Yeah,
replaced by one of your closest friends, Nick.
Oh,
remember the time Sheila was over here? She's doing the Halo thing. Nick, buddy,
we need to talk.
We're together now.
Is it possible to be emasculated as a gamer?
Well, sure. You know, you're make. Stop it! Nerds everywhere are going to get very upset at you. Jenny, age 21, writes to us and says, I'm 21. I've moved out of my parents' house right after I graduated college. I have
good,
a job that
good.
Pays okay,
good.
And I live with a roommate, and my parents have to fly in order to visit me. Perfect scenario. She says, well, when my mom randomly showed up at my doorstep for an impromptu visit yesterday.
You were on top of your roommate.
No.
Okay, good.
She says
good,
she
good.
Didn't tell me ahead of time, and my roommate was annoyed. Yes.
Absolutely.
I agree. Did my mom overstep her bounds? Yes.
Sure.
Should she have told me she was coming to visit? Absolutely. Absolutely.
To fly cross country and expect to be put up?
Mm-hmm.
And your roommate, like it's half the roommate's house? That's incredibly rude.
And to expect to say, oh, I'm here, you now have to spend time with me, you now have to pay. No. If you've got things to do, you've got important pay. That's very rude, whether it's
first
a parent
all,
or a friend or
right.
anybody.
First of all, what parent would want to stay in anybody's first apartment? You remember what your first apartment looked like?
Yeah, I had, let me see, my very first apartment, I had an old used sofa hide-a-bed in the living room. The dining room set was a card table and metal folding chairs
yeah.
that I stole.
I decorated with milk crates in my
yeah.
first apartment.
I believe
I was growing mushrooms in the bathroom.
The salt and pepper shakers were from a McDonald's around the corner
yeah.
that I stole. Ketchup packets.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Basically nothing but condiments and beer
oh, yeah.
in the refrigerator.
And, you know, and I remember my mom visited, and she said, honey, you don't have a vacuum cleaner. And I laughed, and I went, why should I even need
what's
one?
What's that?
What's a vacuum cleaner for?
Yeah.
I don't need a... Wow.
So this is a mom who wanted... You're right.
Yeah.
There's no parent who wants to live in squalor
yeah.
for even a day or two. This is a mom that couldn't help herself and wanted to check things out.
I have to just go see my baby. yeah. Okay. Next one comes from Elliot. Elliot's 37 years old, says, whenever I go out and walk my dog, I put on my headphones and listen to my iPod. I'm not antisocial or anything like that. It's just one of the only times I have time to myself.
I think that's fine.
I agree. But at least a few times a week, someone stops me, asks me a question, or starts talking to me, and make me take off my headphones without fail. It might be a random question about the dog or someone I know in the neighborhood or just saying hi. But when someone's wearing headphones, isn't that a cue that you should leave them alone? Interesting.
His first problem was making eye contact. Just keep walking.
If you don't
want to interact with people, just keep walking.
Okay.
No, I agree with Elliot. Headphones or earbuds is the do not disturb sign.
Unless someone's trying to save you from walking in front of a bus.
Well, yeah, then you just grab them by the scruff of the neck and you yank them into safety.
I mean, look, if you're the only person around and they're wearing earbuds and say the other person's lost, how do I get out of here?
Sure.
Then I think it's okay.
Right.
But just a, hi, how are you? If they got the earbuds on, they don't know, hi, how are you, from something that might be more important.
And this may be a generational issue. Okay, you and I and those younger than us, we understand when you got our headphones in, you're listening. I've tuned out from the rest of the world. Tom's generation and older may not recognize that, hey, this is an indication that it's private time.
Yeah, we had to walk around with the big boom boxes on our shoulder, you know. We had no earbuds back then.
Your music was inflicted on everyone
else
around you.
That's right.
Matter of fact, the rock station I listened to growing up was Y95, the station your neighbors listen to, whether they want to or not.
Yeah, straight, baby. We'd put our speakers in the window so everybody would have to hear.
So, and I think there's something that every generation of guy can help with here. When you make eye contact with somebody, there's a way you can say, hey, how you doing, without any verbal. It's the head bob.
Do that Harley Davidson thing where the motorcycles pass on the highway and you give the little hand signal down below.
Oh, yeah. I've done that. No, the thing is, it's just the head bob, you know, where you just tilt your head back a little bit. It's like, hey, how you doing? That's
right.
All you need.
You could acknowledge someone without speaking.
Absolutely.
Unless it's a tall, leggy, attractive blonde, then, of course, the earbuds and headphones come out in a moment.
You mean, okay.
Would you like to listen to? Here, I'll give you left ear.
I've got most of the earwax cleaned out of this one. You can listen to this one if you like. One more?
Sure,
one more. All right, here we go. Yes, we must. We must. Taylor, 27 years old, writes and says, gentlemen, my girlfriend and I have been living together for about a year now. All right, Taylor, you're living in sin, so that's the end of this letter.
Taylor is a guy. Okay.
Taylor is a guy. Well, let's continue on. I'm assuming Taylor is a guy.
Okay.
I was just offered a job in another state for a lot more than I'm making now. My girlfriend refuses to leave. She has a great career here and says it feels like home. This job offer is a big deal to me and would make a huge difference in my life. But if I take it, it looks like we'd have to break up. Should I take the job? Yes. That's the end of that.
Well, that's why we get married before we move in together.
Well,
why don't we?
Precisely. Taylor, Chris brings up a great point. If you think that she is it, marry her. And then she's got no choice. You grab her by the hair and drag her.
She has a choice on Mr. Caveman over there, Mr. Living in Sin.
Zog says go now.
When you marry, that tells the world and it tells each other that we're a team.
Yeah.
That we have to look at all decisions of what's best for us as a unit.
Yeah.
And when you're not married, well, then things like a couple of extra bucks over here from this other job pull you away.
Taylor's 27 years old. Taylor, there's a lot of other fish in the sea.
I was waiting for that one to come out.
A lot of other fish in the sea.
Taylor decided not to put a ring on this one, and there are reasons for that.
And if you, I see your point, and I think you're right. If you've decided that she's not the permanent one, take the job, move on.
Maybe she doesn't want to get married. Why is it the male prerogative here?
Well, that man pops the question.
Yeah, that if she's got such a great job and whatever, then why don't you have her own apartment? Yeah.
This isn't 1950, Seth. The woman can pop the question these days. Believe it or not,
it can happen. I know she can.
Okay. Just wanted to clear that up.
It's not appropriate,
Zog.
But sure she can. No.
It's not appropriate.
It's Mr. Zog to you, buddy.
Brother.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
My date said I'm the marrying type. Okay, what does that mean? I'd like to think it means I'm the type of girl men would like to marry, but what I really think it means is that he can already tell I'm a nag, and that I don't really love to cook, and that after 2 solid years of constant sex, I'll put on 10 pounds and lose my sex drive completely. And I also think it means I'm not super hot, so he'd like to get a few more of those under his belt before he lowers himself to have a relationship with me. And he probably envisions himself barbecuing hamburgers at a backyard party a few years down the road and wondering where all these kids and family members came from, and is it too late to get out, or has he dug himself in too deep? Then he'll find some young assistant at work and have an affair and move to Mexico, leaving me with no child support. Marrying type. Ha! I'll show him I'm not the marrying type. I'll sleep with him right after we're done with dinner. Marrying types do not give it up on the first date.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
The Rush Station. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.